You talked in there about how hard it is for you as a wife to watch from the sidelines, essentially. Could you expand on that a little bit?
Well, you know, if you love someone and you know them so well, like I know Mitt, and you see him being maligned, you know, mistreated, you know, attacked, all these things that happen in a campaign, you get very defensive. And the last cycle, after 4 years, after 4 years ago, when we lost to McCain, I made a videotape, and in the videotape, I said to Mitt, I will never, ever do this again. I was very emphatic about it because I'd really suffered so much during all of that. It was very hard on me. And yet, I find myself going through this cycle without having that kind, the maliciousness doesn't, I don't let it seep in. And I made up my mind when we decided to go forward, and it was very much my decision as well. I clearly knew what I was getting in for. I knew what it was like. I knew how tough it is. That I was not going to allow it to affect me. And it's an amazing thing if you just make up your mind and you know it's coming and you expect it and you just say, I know who he is. I know why we're running. I'm putting my head down and we're going forward. And that's what I'm doing.
It's one thing to be criticized by the other side, but recently there have been criticism from fellow Republicans, Peggy Noonan saying time for an intervention, Bill Kristol saying things like arrogant and stupid. I mean, what do you say to your fellow Republicans who are...
Stop it. This is hard. You want to try it? Get in the ring. This is hard. And, you know, it's an important thing that we're doing right now, and it's an important election. And it is time for all Americans to realize how significant this election is and how lucky we are to have someone with qualifications and experience and know-how to be able to have the opportunity to run this country.
It's one thing to have that discussion when somebody's behind by 15 points, but you're essentially tied.
Right. You know, I know it's nonsense. And the chattering class, they you know, it's hard, of course, but we don't, I don't let it sink in. You hear it, and then you just let it go right by. And it's you're used to it. Honestly, at this point, I'm not surprised by anything.
Coming back to Iowa, you talked about the 10-vote difference.
I know.
And here you are again.
Yeah.
Is it bittersweet?
Oh, gosh.
It was
great, honestly. I mean, we spent so much time 4 years ago here and, you know, did well in the first contest in Strapple and then didn't, you know, and then lost to Huckabee. And so, again, you know, you come back and you're like, oh, here we go again. But it was, you know, you make so many friends as you go across these small towns, especially in Iowa, that they're just come out and you get to know everybody. This is the heartland. These are good people. And, you know, they are hardworking people and they're really, really good people. And so you make wonderful friends. And I honestly look back and I just think of each of these towns and just think of the faces that I see there and the people that I see there and the goodness in America. And if you just want, it's an honor, really. It's truly an honor to be able to have this opportunity to get to see this side of America that very few Americans ever get to see.
Finally, the debates are coming up. What sort of advice do you have? You've seen him debate before.
Yeah, I won't give him any advice, honestly. I don't, you know, people is we call the rope line now the advice line. and that's really what, because everyone cares and everyone wants to help and everyone wants to just give their piece, a little piece of advice. So I feel like my best advice is just to bring peace and calm to him and just trust in him and just say, I know you can do it, but not to give him any advice, and because it gets too overwhelming. And, you know, I have all the confidence in the world in the guy. So, he knows I'm there with him. You will maybe make note if when he's in the debate, he will look after each question to me. He did in all the past debates. He would find me in the audience, and after each question, he'd look at me. Because it was like, did I do okay, Ann? Was that okay? And I love that. Because he... You know, he cares so much. I mean, we have such a good relationship and we have such a strong marriage. And I know that he measures himself and how he's doing by my face and how I think he's doing. So I know in these next debates, it's going to be very important for me to be sitting in that audience.